This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And at 9:05, it's time now for Sports Saturday, brought to you by Prairie Farms Dairy in Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms. By Alan Pulgan Pool, your country financial agent in Raymond. By Security National Bank, with locations to serve you in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore. By the Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsborough. By Kurtz 24-Hour Heavy and Light Duty Towing of Litchfield. By Hillsborough Area Hospital, your front door to a world of healthcare. By Game Zone Plus in Nokomis. And by Bruce Webb Insurance in Farmersville and Raymond. Here are the guys. It's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much, and welcome to WSMI Sports Saturday. Tobin still has his hair for now. He will not for much longer.
What, a week from tomorrow,
yeah,
correct?
We're going to get that hair shaved off his head. $1,500 is going to be raised, and Tobin's hair is going to say bye-bye.
And you can bring that money out here, and
yes,
we'll get it to the property.
Drop the
people.
Donations off here. Yeah.
If you don't know
now,
where
now the question is, how will this come about? Will the shearing take place on top of home plate? Will the shearing take place behind home plate? Will it take place in the stands? How will this take place? We'll probably talk to Mike Cerruti a little bit later.
Yeah, we're going to have him on the program. Yeah. I don't know what I suppose that'll be up to Tobin, yeah, wherever he's most comfortable,
or Coach Stewie. It is his field.
Oh, that's, so. No, it's sports conference.
We don't want Stewie to have any decision in this process.
He's dealing with the Wizards. With the Wizards.
He's got enough.
Stewie's got enough to do with the Wizards. I think Stewie's got a schedule. He's trying to fill out. Okay, for these 2 minutes, who's on the floor? For the next 2 minutes, who's on the floor? You know, he knows he can't be out there the whole time.
That's exactly. Nor can I.
Nor any. Yes.
My wife and I.
We went a 30-second shift. Okay, yes. Kind of like an NHL shift.
My wife and I had a long discussion about this.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, I'll support you whatever you decide. So this is how I came up with my decision. My family has had cancer hit our family. My grandfather died of cancer. My grandmother died of cancer. My aunt had breast cancer. And then I think what sold the deal was Uncle Ralph, because he was a part of the Cancer Association. And I'm like, you know what? People were saying on my Facebook page, it's hair, it'll grow back. If it comes back gray, I've got three heads that I'm going to be after.
Oh, don't worry, Tobin. You don't got to worry about it coming back gray. You just got to worry about it coming back.
Well, you know, Tobin, we can always go to Quality Flooring. We can find a piece of carpet for you.
Yeah, there you go. You
know? Well, we can fix that up.
Get a little shag up there.
Well, you know, and during, like, summertime, it could be green.
Yeah, you could pick its
color.
And
in the wintertime, right? It could be blue. You know, because he's a Blues fan, and yeah, you know, kind of like the
so
ice.
I could so, do,
yeah, I mean, you could do the, like you could do the.
I could be like a Dennis Rodman thing.
You could do the Quality Floor. Well, before there was Dennis Rodman, there was Ann Calvello from Roller Derby. She had the original hairdo, okay? Ann Calvello.
Could just
go. And for people who are my age, they're going, oh, God, I hadn't heard that name in a long time, but Ann Calvello.
Could just go to Busch Stadium and get one of those Fredbird hats. Ooh, that,
no.
You know, those fuzzy Fredbird hats.
Yeah. There's options. Yeah. There's options out there.
Hey, do they
in 2014, there's options.
I saw a Brockabella the other day.
A what?
Brockabella.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the hat with the umbrella?
Yeah, they're bringing those back.
Lou Brock. That was popular when Lou Brock was playing. The Brockabellas, yeah.
You'll start to see a lot more.
It'll
of those
come in handy in the
up.
Summertime.
Oh, it, you know, hot that's, day that, really, that really Ooh. Is not a bad idea.
It's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
You know what that is? $1 million idea. That's,
there you go. We live in America.
That's exactly right.
They you don't have that in Australia, you know.
No, you do not.
No, they don't have Brockabellas down there. And I don't think they can call them Brockabellas. It's an American thing.
Yeah. Well, the dingoes ate all the Brockabellas down there.
The dingoes?
Yeah, the dingoes.
The dingoes.
The dingoes got them. So the alumni
What's
baseball
a dingo?
Team.
It's kind of a dog. Dog wolf.
Oh, is it?
A, wild, okay. A wild dog.
A wild
so you're not, right? You're not pulling my leg?
Oh, no.
No,
oh,
it's,
okay.
It's,
oh, no.
It's real.
Sorry.
It's like a wild
dog. I'm sorry. I must prove to be ignorant on dingoes.
It's basically a wild
It's not
Australian
a marsupial.
Dog.
There are a lot of marsupials.
There are a lot of marsupials.
Because marsupials are pouch-bearing mammals. I did a term paper on those once in biology class. Yes. Wombats, numbats, dingbats are all part of the marsupial
now,
family.
Now, dingbats, I can relate to dingbats. Cool. I know dingbats.
In fact, that's why I did it because, you know, Archie Bunker was on at the time when I was in high school, and they were that was one of the choices, dingbats, wombats, and, you know, marsupials. That's mine. I can do that.
Koala bears fall in the same category.
Kangaroos. Roos. Yeah. Yeah. So
There we go.
You learn something on Sports.
It's amazing.
Always learn something.
It's amazing. It's
That's
amazing.
Right. So, David, you were saying people, when they want to donate the money, they can bring it right out here to the station.
Right, because there's been some question about where to take the money, and you can bring it out here to the station, and we will get it to
we'll get
the
it to
proper
people. Mike Cerruti and the people in charge.
If you bring it out to the station, it'd probably be best in a check form made out to the Cancer Association, wouldn't it?
Probably.
Checks, but I mean,
it doesn't make it.
It doesn't really make it matter. But
you know, we're probably going to go around here next week and just anybody wants
collect.
To throw a buck or two.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll have my 20 spot ready next week.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Absolutely.
And I
guy
did
come up to me and said he's in for 50.
There you go. Boy.
I did.
And see that, and that's what it's all about, guys. Like $1,500, but $5 here.
Yeah.
You know, a buck here, $10, $20. Next thing you know. Yeah. Well over 50.
And, you know, Tobin, if you're able to raise this, and I bet you do, you know, this is a nice thing that you've done to help precipitate
this.
Yeah,
it doesn't like getting thrown out there on this, but that's, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about, Tobin. I have no idea.
Audio.
Because, see, here's the difference. The word would have been, are you kidding? Not going to happen with me. Find some other dude to do it to.
Well, I think I got you three to, not you, Terry, but Tim, David, and Scott agreed to take me out the dinner outside of Subway and McDonald's. So
yeah,
you know,
I did volunteer us last weekend.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Thank you.
I was trying to get him to do it.
I still think we need to call Andy at Quality Flooring and figure out this rug thing.
Not a bad idea.
You know,
it's not a bad idea. He could probably help you out.
Can you glue that stuff down for a while?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, then the hair will never come back.
I got lots of different types of glues now.
Hollywood people can glue the facial hair on. Why can't you glue the?
That's right.
The hair on top of your
That's
head.
That's right. We could do a Klingon thing.
Let's
get a Klingon ridge.
Oh, boy.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we could make Tobin a Klingon. We could teach him some Klingon words like, Molts, Choe Choo.
It's getting deep in here now.
Wow.
There you go.
The Montgomery County Alumni Baseball Game.
He's turning red. You can't see it on radio, but he's turning red.
Yes, he is. The 27th is the date of the Alumni Baseball Game, and after that is when Tobin will be getting his head shaved. David, you will be participating in the alumni baseball game, and you have an update on some of the teams.
Yes.
Update time.
Yeah. Apparently, there will be a Lincolnwood team. We do have a Lincolnwood team. Heard from Mike Cerruti earlier this week. We thought
caffeine today.
What's wrong with that?
We weren't sure we were going to have a team earlier this week, but he texted me a couple days ago, said Lincolnwood has a team, so at least three of the schools will be represented.
Cool.
This is I love the concept of this.
Oh yeah,
very
exciting. Yeah, it's a great concept, and it's for a great cause. We just hope that the weather cooperates and you know, they're able to do everything they want to do, because they're going to also have some food out there and various other activities and stuff. So it's a full day's event, and a chance for guys to play some ball and, you know, injure themselves.
Live the dream.
That's right. Live the dream.
Live
That's
the dream.
Exactly right.
Well, you look at this and you realize what people pay to go to the Cardinals Legends camps and stuff like this, you know, your chance to play ball again. It's great.
Well, Tim, I was telling you this off the air. I've been running a lot lately to try and get back, not get in shape for this game, but to get in shape in general. And I find out my shins are not taking this news very well. So if I get any kind of extra base hits at this game, I'm going to look like Kurt Gibson rounding the bases, because
So you're talking about an inside the park single.
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. Well, that's what I said. Unless I hit a ball out of the park, every hit I get is going to be first base and stop.
And you've realized that catch is not going to happen for you?
Yeah, catching won't happen. There's no way. I'll have to sit
down. See, Dave, it's gravity.
Yeah.
It grabs you more and more as the years go by.
I'm only 22.
Exactly. You're not that
doesn't
old.
Make any difference.
You're not that
it's
old.
It's starting to grab at you.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
It's grabbing you in areas you didn't know you had.
It takes a slow hold.
That's
on
right.
You.
That's right. It's kind of like a black hole. You just keep sinking in.
Okay.
We need to get to a break here on Sports Saturday. We do have Cardinal Baseball coming up today, 11:10 on AM 1540 from the nation's capital. We had baseball on the radio yesterday from Greenville. We'll talk a little bit about that, as well as the high school schedule coming up next week, coming up following these messages.
GameZone Plus in Nokomis has what you're looking for. GameZone Plus has new and used laptops, tablets, cell phones, video game consoles and controllers, TVs, and a wide variety of electronic accessories. They also buy, sell, trade, and rent video games and DVDs. New releases too. GameZone Plus also offers expert computer and smartphone service and repair. Remember to shop local. GameZone Plus in Nokomis. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 7, Saturday 9 to 9, Sunday noon to 6. Kurt's 24-hour heavy and light-duty towing has moved to the Goodyear building behind Denny's in Litchfield. Kurt's has commercial Goodyear tires and complete exhaust, and now is a Hertz car rental agency. And, of course, heavy and light-duty towing. Kurt's crew cab rollback can transport your family and your car. Kurt's 24-hour towing can tow anything from your semi to your motorcycle. When you need a tow, remember 324-2400. Kurt's 24-hour towing in Litchfield. Remember 324-2400.
As your agricultural lender, Security National Bank appreciates the trust that area farmers have instilled in us. I'm Jim Miller, and I'd like to be your ag lender this season. As a farmer myself, I understand. I know that farming isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Visit us at one of our four locations in Witt, Coffeen, Irving, and Fillmore, or online at securitynb.com. Security National Bank, big enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And at 9:15, it's time now for a weather forecast update for you, brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 70 degrees. Clear skies for tonight. We'll have a low in the upper 40s. And then for Easter Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Expect a high of around 75 degrees. At 9:16, we have a temperature reading of 57 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by Paris Frozen Foods in Hillsboro. It's the home of the Big Porky. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Farming doesn't follow an 8-to-5 schedule. A slow week is 60 to 80 hours. My land, livestock, and family rely on me. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, because every policy comes with a local agent, a real person who lives right in my community, who I can rely on to keep my farm covered no matter what.
See the Bruce Webb Insurance Agency in Farmersville or Raymond.
Farmer-owned Prairie Farms, a name that belongs on your shopping list. With fresh strawberries in your favorite market, Prairie Farms dairy products have become even more important. Prairie Farms half and half for cereal topped with red ripe strawberries. Prairie Farms whipped cream for shortcake. And for a delicious low-calorie treat to dip your strawberries in, delicious Prairie Farms yogurt. And to energize for outdoor activities, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms.
Finally, winter is over, and now is the time to see Blumenfield's greenhouse in rural Brighton. Blumenfield specializes in geraniums, but also has a great selection of bedding plants, bulk mulch, perennials, onion sets, seeds, and vegetable plants. Blumenfield's also has 3-gallon pine, spruce, and Douglas fir trees, hanging baskets and planters, and everything you need to get started on your garden. See Blumenfield's greenhouse, open 7 days a week on Miles Station Road, just west of Route 267, north of Brighton.
And at 9:17, Sports Saturday continues. Once again, here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinot, thank you very much. That is a wonderful head of hair you have there.
That's right.
Wonderful.
Na, 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 na. Hey, 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 hey. Kiss it goodbye.
Can't wait till it's gone. Mike Cerruti joining us on the phone now. And Mike, I guess we gave a little misinformation before. Tobin has a little longer to keep his hair than the 27th.
He has three extra days.
What's three extra days, Mike? Come on.
What's the pink game? That's what that is. Yeah.
The head will take place after the Litchfield Hillsboro game, and we'll have that barber chair set up, ready to go, and it'll be right by the Topper's dugout.
Right by the Topper's dugout. Perfect.
There you go. That's great. That's great. And, Mike, we've been announcing that if people would like to make a donation, they can come by the radio station. We'll make a collection here and make sure you and get you the money. So.
Yep, and if they want, you know, they can call me and I can give them my address, or I can meet them somewhere, and they can give it to me that way too, or hopefully it works out.
And by, just again, so people are clear, the money is going to what organization?
the Montgomery County Cancer Association and the Breast Cancer Support Group.
Two great organizations in the county. And Mike, you've got teams. That's plural.
Yes, we our total player count ended up at 60.
Awesome.
Wow.
So we'll have two teams from Hillsboro, a team from Lincolnwood, a team from Nokomis, and a team from Litchfield. So
I didn't know we had all four schools.
Wow.
So, Mike, what you had hoped would happen appears to have happened. Everybody's going to be represented.
Yeah, it's come together very nicely. And even in some of the guys that I've talked to, they're saying next year is like, man, we'd like to get two teams from our town to play. So I think now that everybody's on board, it can only do one thing but grow.
Yeah. Great idea. This is neat.
A lot of times the hardest thing for something like this is getting it started, getting the first couple going, and it does sound like moving forward, this is going to be really a big deal.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, it's never going to, you know, I don't ever think we're going to make, you know, $10,000-$15,000 on the alumni game, but we're going to make good money for the organizations, and hopefully nobody gets hurt, and everybody has a great time, and they get their bellies full.
And you will have other things going on besides just baseball. There's going to be concession stand and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, we're going to run our own concession stand. We also will have donation cans and for the alumni game. And then during the pink game, we're going to have donation cans, and we are going to run a bake sale.
Okay, and that pink game is on the 30th of April, and that has become a tradition as well, the pink game.
Yeah, this is our third year doing it, and it really turns out well. And I know the last 2 years when myself and Artie have shaved their head, I mean, generally all the Hillsboro fans stick around and rib us. So now that we have Tobin on board, I'm hoping we get Litchfield people to stand around. And, you know, I'd like to see everybody stick around and watch Tobin become bald.
Absolutely. I'll provide the fruit for the patrons to throw at Tobin.
There was a few guys tried to throw stuff at Artie and I, but it does go back.
Yes.
I think Tobin's worried about maybe a little fertilization up there. You know, is there anything that can help spur on the growth?
It grows back fast.
Well, sounds like all we need now is a good weather forecast, and everything will come together, and everybody will have a good time.
That's the key. As long as we get the good weather, we'll have a great time.
What time does everything start, Mike?
The first ball games are going to start at 1 o'clock, and we're going to probably be out there around noon. That way we can start handing out shirts, collecting money, and getting the concession stand set up. So, you know, as long as guys show up, you know, by 12:30 who are playing in the games, I mean, we are older, so there might be guys out there start stretching at 10.
Might not be a bad idea. Mike, if people have any questions about maybe the game or a donation, how do they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 534-2261. And if I'm not home, leave a message, and I will definitely return your phone call.
Sounds good. We're ready to rock and roll, buddy.
Yes, sir, and I appreciate all you guys have done for us. You've been a wonderful help.
Well, we just, you know, glad to help out. You're just part of the team. It's one of the many spokes on the wheel. So
we appreciate it a lot.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, Mike Cerruti, thank you so much for joining us here on Sports Saturday. That alumni game coming up the 27th, a
week from today, county baseball tournament at Nokomis. So we'll be on the air about 9:20 if it's not pouring down rain or snowing like crazy.
Who knows? But that will be a big weekend of baseball in Montgomery County with the county tournament Saturday, the alumni game Sunday, and then, of course, the pink games the following Wednesday, the 30th.
And, of course, on the 29th, the Tuesday night, you've got the Harlem Wizards visiting Hillsboro High School to help raise money for the transportation costs. And I think Stewie's probably still taking volunteers to take a quick shift out on the floor and play against the Wizards. So if you're interested, contact Rich Stewart. So
that's right.
Yeah, Stewie will put you in the lineup.
See what happens.
You breathing? Get out there. Just stand there. They'll take care of the rest. Okay. It's kind of like the Sandlot. You go out there and just hold your glove up, and I'll hit the ball to you. Okay.
The
ball will find you, Smalls. That's right.
That movie turned like 20 years old. I think
you're right. What a great baseball movie was, though.
Great movie,
You're killing me, Smalls. You're killing me.
One of the classic lines. I see a T-shirt with that on it every once in a while. Like, you're killing me, Smalls. The kid never could understand Babe Ruth.
Good, right.
Oh,
we got banned from the pool that afternoon.
Wendy Peppercorn. Yes.
He kissed her well. He kissed her good.
You know, we did a sports movie thing, probably 5 or 6
I
years
remember
ago.
That.
We probably ought to revisit that, and kind of like Mythbusters revisited. Revisit maybe the sports movie thing maybe that one day this summer.
We'll have time this summer to do.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, maybe get some audio cuts and stuff and have some fun with that, so.
Been some good ones.
Our esteemed panel of judges.
Yes, that's it.
Yes.
Or just the four of us. Either way.
Well, it's cheaper just with the four of us.
Yes,
so.
Much, much cheaper. Cardinals coming up 11:10 this morning on AM 1540. They have split the first two games with the Nationals in D.C. Of course, yesterday, Good Friday, we had a morning broadcast of Litchfield-Greenville, and that was a great ball game yesterday. At Greenville, the Comets won it in walk-off fashion in the bottom of the seventh inning. Clinton Meadows got a two-run single that allowed the Comets to win the ballgame 3-2. And just a fine high school game, well pitched on both sides, and then clutch hitting from the Comets in the bottom half of the seventh inning. And Greenville 12-2 now on the year with the loss. Litchfield slipped to 5-6, but Comets look strong.
That was the non-conference meeting for those two teams, correct? Mm-hmm. Okay. So I know they meet later at Litchfield.
Correct.
So that'll be the conference game. We'll have that game on the radio as well. So should be a dandy.
Shouldn't be.
Comets are off to a 12-2 start. Yes. Shocking.
Shocking. It is.
Shocking.
It is. Perhaps not the powerful offense that we've come to know from the Comets maybe over the last number of years. You know, they used to always have those big, burly, right-handed sticks that were putting it on top of the school every other inning, it seemed like.
Well, they went through a period there where they had some real sluggers, and now it's pitching. And, you know, it's all about pitching, and even at the major league level, no matter what level you play, it's if you don't have the pitching there, you're not going to compete.
Well, they put the ball in play and they got speed.
Yes, and fundamentally sound as
most
Greenville teams are. But Litchfield played very, very well yesterday too. So
they did.
You know, the Purple Panthers kind of got out of the gates rough this year, but last couple of games, they've kind of pulled things together, it seems like. So
I've discovered at the plate they're a very patient team, because a lot you read about a lot of the games they've had this year, they're walking, they've got a lot of walks from the plate. They just have had a lot of trouble getting hits together.
Well, that was the case yesterday. I think they walked 7 times at one. They were winning 1-0 and didn't have a hit at one point, but they had drawn like 7 walks and had a hit batter. But you're right, very patient. Very rarely do you see Litchfield this year go up swinging at the first pitch.
And, of course, coming up next week, if the county tournament gets played, we'll have Litchfield, Lincolnwood, and Nokomis all involved in that round-robin tournament. So we'll get a chance to see most all the county's teams and see how things shake out there. And that means once we get to the county tournament date, we're probably 3 weeks away from regionals.
Wow.
Yeah.
You talk about the school year flying.
And the weather.
Now, some of the schools have extended dates for dismissal because of the winter, but the baseball season will be wrapping up very quickly.
Yeah, normally, if you win a regional in baseball, by the time you're in the section, you're getting close to out of school, but probably won't be the case this year for some of the area teams.
So,
no, I think regionals start May 12th, and the earliest graduation we have is May 18th. So,
there you go. Is it May 12th? Is that the week they start?
I thought so, yeah, May 12th. I thought that's what the schedule said. I could be wrong.
Wow.
It's about 3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, that's right on. Right on task.
That's right.
And the week before that, the girls' soccer regionals, and the Litchfield girls off to a great start, and they're having a fine season. So, and they will host a regional tournament.
Speaking of soccer, of course, the folks over at Blackburn completed their task. An amazing feat.
Yeah.
And they got ended up getting national exposure for that. They got it on the Today Show on, I think, that Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they got national attention for that awesome feat.
I wonder, as they look back now a week, if could they recollect about the state of mind they were in and the physical toll it took on the body for something like that. And of course, it was for a great cause. It was to help raise money for cancer. Young Jackson Steinkuhler, and some of the problems he's had. So, a very wonderful event, and they pulled it off. I mean,
yes.
Wow. What you didn't know, perhaps, is that they couldn't leave the area of the soccer field. If you were not on the field playing, you had to be within like 10, 12 feet of the side of the field. And that means sleeping and using the, you know, the porta potties and
that's
and
a whole
eating.
Different dynamic.
That's a whole different dynamic. And I think they got a little rain there at one time as well, which, you know, you just play through rain if it's soccer. If it's not lightning, you just keep playing.
Well, that's right. There was almost a storm system that rolled through at one point over the weekend there. So we're going to get Tim Gould on the phone here at some point during the program and get his thoughts and recollections on the 76-hour soccer match that was. And I know I heard him say on that Today Show interview at one point, they asked him what the score was, and it was like 300-something to 200-something, and they were like an hour 66. So who knows what it wound up. Hopefully there was no extra tie.
Gotcha.
Winds up tied. Well, can't stop now. We've come this far.
We're going to go directly to PKs.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right. PKs. Golden goal time.
That's right. No golden goal. We're going PKs. We're not going to run up and down this field anymore. There are ways to put this to an end.
Yes, there are.
Oh, the Cardinals last night, getting back to the Cardinals a little bit, they certainly looked like the bad news bears last night in one particular play. Actually, they had three errors in the game last night, but the one that really cost them, and Michael Walker pitched very well.
Dominated.
Absolutely dominated the Nationals, but the bases were loaded, and there was a wild pitch, and then there was a throwing error by Yachty, and two runs came home, and
you know. I was trying to think, Terry, the last time that a ball got past Yachty with a runner on third when he called for a breaking ball in the dirt. I'm sure it's happened before, but I really can't remember it. I mean, you just don't see it. It's the one time out of 100 that something like that happens. You know, it's going to happen at some point, and last night just happened to be the night.
Well, you hope it's happening on April 18th and not October 18th,
right.
You know, standpoint.
You could just see how agitated Yachty was, too. It was like the next pitch or the pitch after was a ball in the dirt, and he blocked it perfectly. He just started pounding his chest. You could tell that he was not happy with himself. I mean, he took that game. He blames himself for that loss. But really, to me, that was no good. That play hurt. But the play before, when Carpenter dropped the ball at third base, that certainly didn't help anything. If Carpenter squeezes that, then the pitch never happens because they would have been out of the inning. So but
it was a team effort. I mean, you win as a team, you lose as a team in baseball, and you have opportunities to score, and you don't take advantage of them. We talk about this all the time in basketball. It's free throws you miss in the first quarter and turnovers you have. And, you know, baseball's the same way. If you don't take advantage of people in scoring position early in the contest, the baseball gods generally don't look kindly upon
you. But the thing about the Cardinals is, though, they never quit.
They don't.
The Nationals the night before basically gave up about the third inning and just packed it in. We'll play tomorrow. The Cardinals never do that. Like, even when those two runs score and they're down 3-1, what happens? Boom. They've got all of a sudden they've got the tying run on base.
Sure.
I mean, they don't mess around.
Well, you know, these are guys that have been through postseason experiences where they've been down and been one strike away from elimination and have won the ball game. So, you know, it's been there, done that, and there's some people call it arrogance, but I think it's an air of confidence in the Cardinals that, you know, we think we can compete, even if we're down.
Fine line between arrogance and confidence. You know?
Sure, you know, if you can do it, it's confidence. If you can't, it's arrogance. And but the Cardinals generally have had some success at it, so we'll see. Game 3 of the series is today. Game 4 will wrap up tomorrow, and we'll have both of them on AM 1540. So
the Cardinals off to a very good
start.
They've won all but one series. Yeah. The defense, though, has been shaky. It has not been good.
It's been pretty awful.
And it's been spread across,
And the hitters are starting to hit a little bit more, and we kind of figured that was going to happen.
Alan Craig starting to drive the baseball.
Yeah. Big difference when he drives the ball to the opposite field, you know.
The thing about the defense, though, is we still are only in week 3 of the season, so that probably will turn around. Carpenter's not going to be as bad as he's looked at times this season for the rest. I think when it's all said and done, Carpenter will win the Gold Glove at third base this year. Personally, I believe he's that good of third baseman defensively.
He might be. I don't know about winning the Gold Glove, but his errors this year have kind of just been odd errors. Like one of them last night was when he was playing shortstop on a shift.
Yeah.
And then the second one, you know, not catching the ball. Those are fluky type of plays. Yeah. He's a very good defensive third baseman. You know, he makes the diving play to his left, to his right, handles the balls right at him coming in. Very good third baseman, but I would think your defense would be the strongest coming out of spring training when you just worked on these things for a month. Like and the problems the Cardinals are having are catching the ball. Like the first game, he just dropped the ball.
But
yeah.
Tim,
it was waist high.
It's not just the Cardinals. It's all of Major League Baseball this year. Major League Baseball teams have trouble catching the ball this year.
And it's cold and it's rainy and wet. But they're Major League ball.
They're Major League Baseball
right.
players.
Catch the ball.
Yeah.
Catch the ball. I mean, errors are going to be made. Baseball happens. These types of things happen. But, you know, when the ball's not in the dirt, you should catch it 100 times out of 100 if you're in the Major Leagues.
I'm anxious to get your guys' feedback on instant replay and the use of technology to make calls correct. What's your impressions of it early on?
See, they've taken a lot of heat for it so far, but I don't understand the heat. I like it. I like the fact they're trying to get the calls right. I don't have an issue with it. Now, the one problem I have is they've kind of taken away the transfer rule. Not kind of. They have taken away the transfer rule, in which case now if you drop the ball trying to take it out of the glove,
But they said last night on the broadcast that the rule has not changed. It's always been that way. They're just enforcing it
right now.
It's always been that way. I don't know. That's what was just said on the broadcast.
No, that's exactly right. That could wind up causing more harm than
good. To me, it's a stupid thing. If the guy makes the catch, he catches it, and then he picks it out of his glove to throw it and he drops it, it's a catch.
Well, the NFL has had the same issue with what is and isn't a catch. But to me, in baseball, it's simple. If the ball is in your glove and you've squeezed the glove, you caught it.
Yeah.
Then if you drop the ball getting it out,
you drop the ball.
You drop the ball, but you've already caught it. But apparently that's now open.
Yeah.
What I've realized with replays, though, these umpires get it right more times than not.
Yeah.
I mean, there's not many calls that are getting overturned.
No.
You know, a lot of these calls are bang, bang, and it's whatever the call was on the field more times than not seems to be what the final ruling
is. Probably, 60, 65% of the time, easily, if not more than that, the calls are upheld. And you're right, Tim. It's always the bang, bang plays that they're going to take a look at and that sort of thing. I'm anxious to see, as the year goes along, say after the All-Star game, do they tweak a couple of these rules, perhaps? Do they tweak a couple of things heading down the stretch towards the playoffs this year?
After seeing it in action here for about a month, I think they could get rid of the manager challenge. I don't think that's necessary. You know, if review's in play,
make it in play.
Then just have the umpire, you know, have the manager be able to come out. We need to look at that.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to keep it to one manager challenge because they're trying not to go overboard with the replay. I understand if you make all the replays reviewable or the close plays reviewable, then you have a chance of getting all the plays right. But right now they're trying not to slow the game down even more,
I
guess.
But you can review at this point, after the seventh inning, everything is reviewable. And it's not like once the seventh inning hits that all of a sudden all these reviews are happening. You know, because the team still – it's so interesting how the – arguing has changed.
Well,
you don't get managers coming out yelling anymore. Like when Mike Matheny comes out of the dugout now, he walks out calmly, basically says to the umpire, "Hold on a minute, I got a guy looking at this back here. He's going to tell me in a minute." You know, he looks back to the dugout. Okay, you got it right, and off he goes. So, to me, that's just an interesting thing that is completely different than what we used to see. You know, you don't get the raging lunatic anymore. No more Lou Piniella picking up the face and chucking it down the right field
line. Earl Weaver going nuts. Right. Yeah. The thing about the way it's set up now, I almost don't like the fact that they can take a look at it as the manager walks out. You know, somebody in the clubhouse can take a look at a replay and you know, decide whether or not they ought to challenge it. It almost has to be, to me, if you really wanted it to work like you know, in theory, nobody should have access to a replay. It should be just the manager's gut. Do we need to challenge this or don't we? I don't like the fact that they're taking. I mean, I can understand why they do it because you don't want to burn a challenge. Well, but you know, to me, the challenge is there if they're already looking at a replay. Kind of takes
it's true because
takes away from the instant replay.
That's the way it is in the NFL. Is they don't have anybody, couple of years ago, they made the stadiums allowed to put the play on the Jumbotron, and really that's the only access NFL head coaches have at reviewing plays on the Jumbotron.
If you get rid of the manager's challenge, I think that probably goes away. Because teams, when you only have one challenge, they want to make sure that they're going to get the challenge
But that's the whole crux of the matter.
Right.
It should be just one challenge, you know. Don't when you want to save it, you want to you know, eat it up early. So I don't know.
That's another debate of replay in and of itself.
Right.
That's the purpose of replay to get everything right, or to just have the opportunity to get some things right? Because when you have a certain number, if you're going to limit the number of challenges you can have and what is reviewable, then the purpose of replay is not to just flat out get everything right, because you leave gray areas for things to fall in, and all of a sudden you get into a World Series and, well, that's not reviewable. Yeah. Sorry, and can't do it. But we had replay all year.
Yeah, and that's why I'm asking, do you think they'll tweak a few things going into the second half of the season? That would be the time to make a change during the All-Star break and say, okay, after the first half of the season, we've seen a couple of things that we don't like and maybe we're going to improve on. Let's try for the second half of the season.
Sounds great. I'd be shocked if baseball did that, though. Seems like something they would do in the winter meetings. It seems like they're all about getting training next owner's year. Vote and having these types of things. So I think they'll wait through the year.
Yeah, it is really interesting, because if baseball does that, gets rid of the manager's challenge and makes everything reviewable, because the NFL is already headed in a direction where they're going to get rid of their coach's challenge and basically everything will be reviewable as well. So
that's what I'm in favor of personally. This day and age, when you got so many people watching on big high def screens, everybody at home, there's more people watching at home obviously than are at the game.
Sure.
So everybody at home can see what has happened here. So when you don't allow yourself to review everything and get it right, it just looks foolish.
You know, and the frustrating thing about this is sometimes you can't tell.
That's
one angle looks out, one angle looks safe. There's no definitive evidence. And even though you have the super high def, the super slow-mo,
but see, if everything's reviewable and that's the conclusion you come to, so be it.
It stands, right.
But if you have those same angles, but yet the play wasn't allowed to be reviewed, then you just have a problem of, well, why can't you look at it?
Right.
You know, if you can look at it and be like, well, nothing conclusive, that's the replay. It worked. Right. That's fine. You go with the call on the field. It'll be interesting to see. But I think the manager challenge, I'm not a big fan of that.
Right.
Well, you got to keep in mind we are in the first year, and it's a prototype. Well,
I think it's worked.
Well, and I think the statement from the committee that put this together says, look, it's going to be about a 3-year experiment before we get it to where we want it to be.
Yeah.
So far, so good, though. I think can't really complain much.
Hats
about
off
it.
To Major League Baseball for getting this.
And I think it has sped the game up.
Oh, I do
personally,
too.
I think it has flat out sped the game up.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have the managers out there taking up like 5 minutes arguing a play.
You know, they come out, they ask for the challenge, boom, you got about a minute delay, everything's decided, you go back to play.
Right, and sometimes they don't even come out, you know.
Sometimes
the guy's on the phone so quick with the video guy, like, nope.
Yeah, don't challenge it. So.
And you had those occasions where you had one manager come out, argue a play, ask, can you get together with the umpires, discuss it. They discuss it, overturn it, then the other manager comes out and argues the same play. So that's kind of
I never bought the argument that people against replay said, it's going to make the game longer. I never bought that, because you're just ignoring the fact that it's baseball and managers are out arguing all the time. Like, you don't even see players arguing as much with umpires anymore on bang-bang plays. Yeah. You know, they're basically just turning, going to the dugout, knowing that it's going to get reviewed. So probably player ejections are probably going to go down.
Yeah.
I would think.
You would think so. Sure.
They will.
Like that,
sure.
Maybe that situation – well – maybe not the situation last year with Yachty when he chucked his helmet at a crazy umpire and he got tossed, you know. But those types of, like, intense, like, spur-of-the-moment reactions probably, I would think, will take a little bit of a different look to them.
Those could be dissipated.
Yeah.
Knowing that things could be corrected.
I don't think Yachty, in last year's case,
he was mad at himself.
He was mad at himself because he almost beat it out and didn't do it. I think he just slammed his helmet out of frustration and the umpire took offense to
it. And that's what I realized halfway through. Like, wait, no, that's not a good example. But
Clint Fagan, I believe, is the name of that umpire.
You know the guy's name.
Well,
we expect you to remember Denkinger, but, Fagan, come on, man.
Well, that series, I think there were some remarks made that, you know, he was out for Yachty in that series because he'd made a couple mistakes against the Cardinals. So, whether or not it's true, Clint Fagan is his name.
Clint Fagan is his name, and throwing Yachty out is his game. We need to get to a break here on WSMI Sports Saturday. When we come back, we're going to hopefully catch up with Tim Gould and talk about the Blackburn Soccer Marathon coming up next.
Listen for high school baseball and softball broadcasts on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Brought to you by Bank and Trust Company in Litchfield, Farmersville, Raymond, Carlinville, Chatham, and Rochester. Prairie Farms, Dairy, and Carlinville. Taste the homemade goodness of farmer-owned Prairie Farms. Bishop Motors, family-owned in Staunton and Litchfield. And by Hillsboro Energy. And for the broadcast and online broadcast schedules and podcast of all of our games, go to our website, WSMIRadio.com.
From auto and home insurance to financial planning, from education to retirement, Country Financial doesn't want to make your decisions for you, just support them in the best way possible.
You can grow your own way.
Just call my dad, Alan Pogenpohl, your country agent in Raymond.
Teamwork Rehab, physical therapy at Hillsboro Area Hospital, can provide you with all the services you need for living well, working effectively, and playing at the top of your game. We specialize in aquatic therapy, work hardening and conditioning, phase 3 cardiac rehab, orthopedic and sports rehabilitation, custom splinting and orthotics. Let our team of all licensed professionals meet your speech, occupational, and physical therapy needs at any of our 3 convenient locations in Litchfield, Hillsboro, and Nokomis. Give us a call at 532-4160. Trust Teamwork Rehab, a division of Hillsboro Area Hospital.
And at 9:45, let's take a look at the weather forecast brought to you this time by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sunny skies for today. Expect a high of around 70. Clear skies for tonight with a low of around 48 degrees. Heading into Easter Sunday, partly cloudy skies. We'll have a high of around 75 degrees. Extended look at the forecast Monday through Wednesday. Cloudy skies. There is a chance for some rain Monday. Otherwise, we'll have clear skies. Expect highs in the upper 60s. The lows will be in the low 50s. At 9:45, we have a temperature reading of 59 degrees. And the weather forecast is brought to you by CarQuest in Carlinville and Jacksonville. You'll find it at CarQuest. Sports Saturday continues in just a moment.
Since 1899, 4 generations of Huffs have been dedicated to serving families in Central Illinois. Today, they continue that tradition of compassion, personal attention, and professional service that started long ago. The Huff family has always tried to place the needs of their families first, to provide them the information to make wise decisions at such a delicate time in their life. Today, Dan and David Huff continue this family tradition. Huff Funeral Homes in Raymond, Farmersville, and Hillsboro, you do have a choice.
And at 9:46, Sports Saturday continues once again. Here's Tim Mize, Terry Tote, and David Jenkins.
Tobinat, thank you very much. Back on Sports Saturday here on FM 106. The Cardinals on AM 1540 this morning at 11:10, and I believe 11:10 tomorrow is the pregame time as well.
11:40 tomorrow.
11:40 tomorrow. Okay, so 11:10 today, 11:40 tomorrow for Cardinal baseball on AM 1540. They're playing like 20 games in 20 days here to start the season. Of course, it was a few years ago at the high school level. Litchfield wound up doing something crazy like that in the middle of the year where they just played an amazing number of days in a row and it totally roasted their pitching.
Oh, yeah. What was it, 3 years ago?
That sounds
something like
right.
That, where you had a lot of rain early on and then about a 2 or 3 week dry spell and then rains again. And, yeah, the second time the rains came, everybody was glad because their arms were about ready to fall off.
That may have been my senior year.
Was that your senior year?
I think so.
So
because we had
does that sound familiar?
A couple of those games were doubleheaders.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. And 1 week, like Litchfield had 2 doubleheaders or something on a Friday night and a Saturday or something like that.
It wasn't fun.
I bet not.
It was fun, but it was not fun.
Exactly.
The first games were great, but then the second games were, we got to play another one. And it was all conference, too. You know, we had doubleheader against Hillsboro, doubleheader
and that's when
Greenville.
You played home-and-home conferences.
Right? Yeah.
Yes, before it split.
Before it went. Before it came
merged.
In, just one. Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
When you had the divisions. Yeah. So.
But the weather yesterday in Greenville was just perfect to be playing baseball or softball. And it looks like the weather next week should cooperate as well. And we've got a nice schedule of ball games.
Yes, we do.
On the docket.
Coming up Monday night, we'll have Gillespie hosting Staunton in high school baseball. Again, we'll be on about 4:20 with that. Tuesday afternoon, Litchfield will be at Gillespie in girls softball. It'll be a heck of a matchup there. Again at 4:20. Thursday, Cardinals baseball. The Cardinals will play in New York, so that'll be an early start, 11:15. next Thursday. Friday, Staunton at Litchfield, always a great matchup with Staunton-Litchfield at 4:20. And then next Saturday here on FM 106, weather permitting, we'll have the Montgomery County Baseball Tournament, and our coverage will start about 9:20 or so with pregame show if everything gets off on schedule.
Do we know the order of the game?
No, I don't remember the order of the game. They usually send out a fax to us the week of, so.
Hopefully it doesn't
matter. It really doesn't matter because we've got it pinned down to the three teams.
That's right. Well, last year was the first time it had gotten played in a number of years, correct?
Well.
Or it seems that. Maybe it just seems that
well,
way.
Well, I think it's been played back-to-back years now.
Yeah, I think it's been played last 2 years.
But the one.
Which means it's due for a rainout.
Well, there was a period of about four, it could have been even 5 years, that it was supposed to be at the park in Raymond, and it was rained out every year.
So. Yeah, it's amazing that they had it last year because they got poured on Friday, and then the next day, the field looked playable.
Yeah, so it's crazy. And I've told the story before, but they used to have a rain date of the first Saturday in May for the county tournament, and I can remember broadcasting twice of the rain date and having snow, snow flurries, and you know, gray skies, 90-mile-an-hour winds. Colder than all get out.
I think the scheduling of the teams may also depend on who's got prom. And who doesn't.
Yes, usually the prom guys play early. So whoever doesn't have prom gets a late game. So that's one of those things that you know.
It is prom season.
It is prom season, yes. It's crazy.
It's a lot easier to forget about prom when you're not in high school.
Well, I remember it was my sophomore year. The county tournament was at Litchfield, and I was running scoreboard for them. And Litchfield had the first and the third game, and the third game was Lincolnwood-Litchfield, and I believe it ended up going into extra innings. And they had, you know, you saw people already arriving at the high school for prom, and you had Litchfield high school team still playing their baseball game.
Oh well,
did they at least win?
Yeah.
Okay, well that's good.
They won that game, and then they ended up losing to Lincolnwood in the regional championship.
That's before they split into four classes.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, you can always check our website, WSMIRadio.com, and we'll have podcasts of all the games up there as well. And looking forward, and like we said, in about 3 weeks, we've got regionals, and we'll be covering, we've got some very familiar sites that we'll be heading to for postseason tournament play. So always an exciting time of year.
It is.
And the time of year when, if you're a senior and you're playing, you're going, oh my gosh, I only have X number of games to go here. And, you know, before you take off the uniform, and for the most part, most people are done
tentatively X number of games, too.
Yeah, well, that's
not
true.
Even guaranteed.
For postseason, yeah.
And, of course,
yeah.
It may not be the case this year, as David said earlier, with all the snow we had earlier. But, you know, a lot of times for seniors, you're playing and you're technically already graduating.
Yes. But for any team, a lot of times, any team, once you get to the sectional, like, championship game, a lot of times you've already graduated. So. Teams that traditionally, if they make a run to state, school's out.
Yeah. So. And we talked about it before, just kind of the different types of hurdles and barriers that spring sports face that you just don't get in the fall and the winter. And that is the bigger one, the biggest one, just the fact that school is coming to an end and summer is here.
And time of day for the ball games makes it tough for people to attend. And that's why we like to do them on the radio, because we have but you know, we get a lot of feedback. I know two or three farmers that will contact me every year going, God, we love listening to your ball games on the radio, you know, when we're in the fields and stuff like that. And that's a big part of it. Whereas football, on the other hand, you know, the fall sports season, and in particular football, since it's only once a week, you know, that's such a big and it's kind of a renewal. You know, you're back to school and school spirits high and. For the most part, anyway. So it's a whole different ball of wax. Once you get to the end of the year, you're going, survived 9 months.
Yeah, I never really thought about it from that perspective, but that's exactly right, though. Like, the start of football season, everyone is pumped.
They're pumped. I mean, you got adrenaline flowing for six to nine weeks straight off, and then boom, and you're going,
that's right. By the time you get down to the baseball season, it's like, all right, boys, come on, we got to get up. Let's go. I never thought about it from
that's right. You know, and let's face it, student athletes, you know, it's a long season for them, and you forget that they still have homework to do and they have proms to go to, and maybe they're involved in other activities, and a lot of times you see seniors don't go out their senior year play spring sports because they're so busy trying to get into colleges and find, scholarship money and stuff like that. It's a real chore.
And especially with the schools that we see on a regular basis, you've got most of the kids playing all the sports opposed to obviously the bigger schools where you have your football player, basketball player, and baseball player. You're all three.
Yeah.
Around here.
You're busy year round, so. And in the summertime, you're trying to split time between, football and basketball camps if you're an underclassman. And
it's probably the most hectic time of all.
Oh, and girls with volleyball and basketball and everything else. So it's a busy, busy time of year. And the student athletes, they stay busy. They stay busy. And as you heard Marty Hickman say last week in the interview I did with Marty about the House resolution, it's been proven time and time again that student athletes tend to have better time management skills as they go into college and look for jobs and stuff like that. So that's just one of the pluses.
Yeah, that I-S-H-A, they don't know what they're doing. They don't.
I've noticed that I haven't seen anything about that resolution here this past week.
Huh.
I find it, and I was going back over the transcripts and rereading some of the transcripts. I think the representative that brought it forth actually thought the IHSA was under the auspices of the state of Illinois.
Oh, my.
Yes,
oh
according to one statement she said. I'm going, wow.
Yeah, it's good to know she did her homework before she made a fool of herself.
I'm assuming that now. That's how I interpreted a particular statement. So, 'cause she thought it was under the auspices of the state of Illinois.
Oh, boy.
If you didn't know that going in. Wow.
Nah, don't worry. There'll be a press release coming up here blaming the intern.
The intern. That's right.
It's all the intern.
The person that's not getting paid is going to get fired.
You know that.
That's right.
You know that. Yes.
Who can we blame it on?
That's right.
Who's the rookie on the staff? You're gone.
ISHA. That's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, we can't even get the name of the organization.
If you don't know the name of the organization, then just be quiet. You've lost your right to speak. That's like the line from Billy Madison when he's just rambling on at the end about the Industrial Revolution, and the moderator's like, at no point during those incoherent ramblings did you mention anything about the Industrial Revolution. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having heard you speak.
You're right. I remember that scene.
Oh, it's a great scene. But it really does fit here.
It fits really well here.
It's like watching that woman speaking to the General Assembly. Like, that's what I felt like.
Oh, man. And, there was a couple times that they asked questions of her, and she couldn't answer them. Not that, in this society, it's good to ask questions. It is. But get some facts straight first and know the organization you're talking about.
Helps to have your ducks in a row.
It would. Yes. It would. Certainly would. So, okay, we've got Cardinal baseball coming up a little bit later on. And, by the way, Jabari Parker going pro.
Not surprising.
No, we kind of figured that was going to happen. Yeah. Frank Haith out at Missouri and now at Tulsa.
Boy, I bet Mizzou fans are cheering for that.
Mizzou fans are delusional. Just flat out delusional. I was watching it was the Fox 2 Sports last night. The list of candidates, they put Greg Marshall at the top. You guys are out of your mind. Yeah. It could be a bit of a long shot. A bit.
You remember.
The basketball program stinks.
You remember whenever they ended up hiring Frank Haith when they were doing that coach's search. Shaka Smart and what's his face? Brad Stewart?
Stevens.
Brad Stevens were on their list of coaching candidates.
That's ridiculous.
Really?
Yeah. It's like, no.
It's like saying, well, let's go get Billy Donovan.
Right.
Can we get him out of Florida?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. I don't know. They might have a shot at getting Krzyzewski away from Duke.
That's right. They might. They might, Brand new arena there. Brand new.
He's probably had his fill of all that stuff at Duke.
So,
all the politics that's going on out there and all that kind of crap. Yeah.
Even the Orlando Magic couldn't get Billy Donovan out of Florida.
They thought they had him.
Yes, that's a good point.
Kentucky thought they had him, too.
Yeah.
That was the best thing. I remember having that conversation at the time. If Billy Donovan leaves Florida, he's stupid.
Yeah.
Best thing he ever did was realize, wait a minute, I've built myself a mini dynasty down here. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Best thing he did was stay at Florida.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great program down there.
He's got a reputation now, and he's got the pipeline open. So, and then the Blues.
Yeah.
How about the Blues? Tobin, how was that goal in person? Oh, wait. You left early. Biggest Blues fan around. Left early.
I plead the Yeah, oh, no contest.
Oh, no contest. But that, Tobin, you were there up until what, after the first overtime, but the atmosphere on television looked electric.
Oh, my. That was the loudest playoff game I've ever, and I've been to quite a few of them. That was the loudest playoff game I've been to in a long time.
No kidding.
Yeah. Oh, wow. And that even topped when Detroit and St. Louis.
Did they set a record for attendance that night? Or come
not
close
attendant.
To it?
I mean, it was sold out. They had 19,450. Okay.
I thought they were talking about maybe setting a new attendance record with extra standing room only. So,
Tobin, you know my thoughts on the Blues. I rib you pretty much all year long. Comes to hockey, all that. But I'll say this. If Ryan Miller plays like he played outside the first period, hey, who knows?
And
it just might be their year. Just might. But they better win today, Tobin.
Yeah,
must
this
win
afternoon's
today.
A big one.
Must win.
Big one this afternoon.
Yes. Gotta have it. Gotta keep
teams that go deep into the NHL playoffs ride hot goaltenders.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Who's got the best goalie in? Maybe the Blues have him this year.
Maybe that trade is going to work out and pay dividends.
Tell you what, in years past, the Blues didn't win triple overtime or double overtime playoff games.
No.
Didn't happen.
All right,
we are out of time. Remember, if you want to drop off a donation to get Tobin's head shaved for the Montgomery County Cancer Association or the Breast Cancer Support Group, you can drop those right off here at the radio station. This is your 50,000-watt voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI-FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville. Have a great weekend, everybody.